This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, 2025 highlights, and what's in store for 2026. Please allow us to state the obvious. 2025 has been a busy year in terms of addressing proposals for more to support the growing nuclear weapons complex in New Mexico. From Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, the Department of Energy and National Nuclear Security Administration have big plans. Specifically, we'll continue to oppose them. From a proposed LANL electrical line across the Caja del Rio to venting of radioactive tritium from containers that had been in storage for decades, to the discovery of the expansion of the chromium plume to Pueblo de San Ildefonso, the harm continues. In 2026, new proposals for expanded plutonium pit production are on the table. In the spring, we'll have the opportunity to provide comments about the scope of the programmatic environmental impact statement for plutonium pit production at LANL and the Savannah River site in South Carolina. Presidential executive orders may well be used to change and obliterate the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, limiting the public scoping comment period to 30 days. And inevitably, it will be scheduled during Holy Week or other traditional spring holidays. There will be educational trainings about the nuclear weapons complex in New Mexico and how to prepare effective scoping comments. CCNS will continue the fight for proper regulation of LANL's Radioactive Liquid Waste Treatment Facility, RLWTF. It is a key facility that handles, treats, and stores plutonium-contaminated and low-level wastewaters from the plutonium facility, or PF4. Underground pipes and trucks deliver contaminated waters to the RLWTF. There is one discharge pipe from the RLWTF into Effluent Canyon. For nearly a decade, LANL used a mechanical evaporator system to dispose of the treated liquids into the air. Then, LANL began discharging through the pipe again. That one discharge pipe is regulated by both the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and the New Mexico Environment Department. The federal and state discharge permitting processes generally run in tandem, which doubles the work for small grassroots organizations like CCNS. Currently, EPA and LANL's nuclear weapons contractor, Triad National Security, LLC, are challenging our standing before the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And Triad is challenging our standing before the New Mexico Supreme Court. Our filings are due to both courts in early January. Your financial support is needed more than ever. Please consider signing up to make a monthly contribution on our website at nuclearactive.org. We are now on Venmo. Together, we are making a difference. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.